Because the ones that preach the gospel have miracles. Thank you, bud. Thank you again. I said, preach the gospel! The ones that preach the gospel are setting people free. Amen. The ones that preach the gospel, people are getting healed and delivered. The ones that are preaching the gospel love the divorce. They love the pimp. They love the prostitute. They love the homosexual. They love everybody because the gospel's for them. I said the gospel's for them. That sets you free. The dope addict that puts dope in his arm, that's for them. Glory to God. I'm preaching you the whole truth, nothing but the truth tonight. The anointing came upon him to preach the gospel. Of the living God. God distributes that anointing who He approves of, not who you approve of, not who you gossip against, not who you politic against. God can take a little 14-year-old prostitute and get her saved and just with anointing. And you're going to see it in these last days. They're going to come up out of the streets full of God and the power of God. And all these high-minded, righteous, self-righteous people, they ain't going to be able to handle it. Somebody shout. You got that right. Are you listening to me? I said that special, see that anointing. Well, see, covered him over. And he pointed the book, and you know, every one of them got mad. Matter of fact, if you read on, they tried to push him off the cliff. He said, I am that one. See, you're going to, listen to me, preachers. You're going to have to be that way. Not arrogant, I'm talking about with humility, but yet with boldness. If you're anointed, don't be afraid to talk about it. Talk in the mirror. You're an anointed man of God. Act like it. He talked about it, and the first thing they did is try to push him off the cliff. Have you ever noticed everybody, those that have a miracle ministry are always being persecuted from the church? I've never had anybody come in the bar and off of the street and when I was pastoring to fight me. It's always been the Christians. But you know something? At the midnight hour when they're dying on their deathbed, I remember a man, I'll never forget as long as I live, when I got a book by T.L. Osborne, Healing the Sick. The other night I watched him preach at John Osteen's meeting, weeping with tears running. He said, we need to go back out in the streets. We need to preach the gospel. We need to love the world. I don't know, something dropped in my heart. And I know people all over Tulsa just criticizing that man and everything, but he got up there and preached the gospel. I said, he preached the gospel. Don't let anybody go out. The restrooms are right there. That's the only place you can go. There ain't no back door. Are you listening to this preacher tonight? God's speaking to us tonight. A lot of you want the anointing, but you don't want to pay the price. You don't want to get your house ready. Moody said the reason a lot of you are not full. Moody, yeah, have you ever heard of Moody? He said the most... Let me read you something here. I have a quote by him that I just happen to have in my Bible. I wasn't planning on it. I believe firmly that the moment our hearts are emptied of pride, selfishness, ambition, self-seeking, everything that is contrary to God's law, the Holy Ghost will come and fill every corner of our hearts. But if we are full of pride, conceit, and ambition, self-seeking pleasure, the world, there is no room for the Spirit of God. I believe many a man is praying that God to fill him when he's already full of something else. Before we pray that God would fill us, I believe we ought to pray for him to empty us. That was a quote by Moody. There's some truth to that, my brother and sister. Happened to that joy when you first got saved? What happened to that childlike faith that you had, that you'd believe for anything? You got saved and you found out it was God's will to heal, and you went out there. You know what happened? You got like Peter, and you got around the warmth of denominational. You got the warmth of the world. Security warmth. and you back off. People come to you, Pastor. Well, if you wouldn't be so strong on that stuff, we'd come to your church. They want you to compromise. You know, you compromise and you'll just have a church full of fugitives running from God. And they just come in there and hide out for a while. Woo! There's another one, religious devil. Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost. Tommy Hicks had a vision of the last day revival. In the same house that Demas Shikari was getting a vision of the charismatic revival, Tommy Hicks. Did you ever meet Tommy Hicks? Tremendous man of God. Right before he went home to be with the Lord, Dr. Summerall has his vision in his visions syllabus and dream syllabus. Get it if you can. I don't know if you have it, but read that vision. I talk a little bit about it in my fresh oil book. And how he saw in the last days, he saw liquid light, liquid anointing coming out of heaven. And the giant, which is the church, came alive and shook off of the worldly things. And they became alive and turned into millions of people with liquid light in their hands. This is the last day revival. He said there was miracle signs and wonders all over the world. Hallelujah. But then he said it got dark. And he said, oh my, oh my. And he saw the church that he thought would go with it. Didn't go with it. They turned their back on it and fought it. They got set in their ways. Wildfire, wildfire. I'd rather have fire. Any day. How many of you know the devil's the father of flies? Everybody say the devil's the father of flies. Have you ever seen a fly get on a hot stove, honey? They only get on cold stoves. And if you're hot for God, that devil won't touch you. That fly won't get on you. You just need to be full of the Holy Ghost when hands are laid on you tonight. You just receive and empty everything out and let that anointing come upon you, inside of you, under your toenails, under your nose, behind your eyeballs, everywhere. Let this be saturated with the anointing of God. God already gave you a sign the last time we was preaching in this city. That sign up on Palomar Mountain. That was a sign from the Lord. It prophesied. He was going to show us a sign. And a sign came. Said it was a very freak deal that happened over here on this mountain. God wants to do something in the southern part of the United States. I'm in California. And I don't know about you. I want to be right in the middle of it. Glory be to God. Strange acts of God. The reason they're strange is because they're strange to your natural mind. Yeah. Flies don't get on hot stoves. Just cold ones. Go to Acts 19:11. You getting something out of this? Ooh, I've done preaching myself happy. You don't get no hurry. You ain't got no place to go. You ain't got no place to go. This is Friday night. Everybody else is going nuts, and you're in here where the same people are. Amen. Glory to God. Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, by the hands of a man. So that from his body were brought unto the sick. From his body were brought unto the sick. Look at here. We're obeying the Bible tonight. This ain't some myth. This ain't something that we read out of a history book. We read it out of the now book. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God. Unto the sick handkerchiefs and aprons. And the disease boogied. It left from them. And the evil spirits went out of them. Even that anointing, you get around the devil, shake under that anointing. That's another way to cast out devils, with anointing. You can cast him out with a name. But another way, the anointing drives out devils. You want to know why? Because the anointing is fire, and flies, they get fried if they get on a hot stove. Some of you got flies all over you. You walk to church with flies and walk out with flies. Flies of gossip. Flies of lust. Flies of tailbearing. flies of judgment. Flies, stingy flies. They get on a lot of Christians, stingy flies. You know how to get hot? Resist that. Start giving. Be a hot giver. Yeah, I've had people that have followed me around trying to find something on me. They won't get too near me. They have fly element on them. It's amazing when you confront those flies. I hear you said something about, oh, we love you, brother, different. You know that old religious. We love you, brother. We're behind you. Yeah, how far? I just wonder how far you're behind me. You're behind me gossiping. Everywhere, yeah, you've been behind me everywhere I go after I leave there. The gossip fly. I don't want to be familiar with that fly. I don't want to be familiar with that fly of stinginess. The fly of unbelief, a big one. He's one of those big old horse flies. Johnson's writing notes. He's going to preach. You watch. You have a fly message before long. He'll preach his message. He'll go down in Mexico, for they won't know that he got it from me. Yeah. Gotcha. Woo! Hallelujah! Come on, let's pray in the Holy Ghost and make the devil nervous. Oh, Ramamamama Kasatahaya Nerimasatoya. Lima nana masakaha doriama ye derimasatai. See, that's what's fervent in spirit, being fervent in the spirit. Kima nana masakahaya. Shoot! See, God anoints men to heal just like He anoints them to preach. In 1971, I was at a Full Gospel Businessmen World Convention in Denver, Colorado at the Hilton Hotel. I just came out of a meeting. Brother Copeland, that's when he was around that time just starting out. He was about in the ministry 3 or 4 years. He was invited at the last moment to come, and I heard him, and it changed my life. That was another, the book of Healing the Sick by T.L. Osborne. Then I heard him preach on, he preached to the youth, the 1,000 youth down in the dungeon of that hotel. And he preached about the covenant man David and how he slew his giant because he had a covenant with God. And I came out of that meeting elated, man. And I was out in the lobby of the Denver Hilton Hotel just praising God. And all of a sudden I saw this woman laying on the floor, right? I mean, there was other businessmen there too. And she was laying across 2 steps. And Archie Dennis, the gospel singer, have you ever heard of him? He sings a lot for Morrisville. And he was standing over on the other side of her like this praising God. You know, and I walked and I said, Archie, what happened to her? You know, I thought maybe she had a heart attack or something. Or she's dying, he was giving the last rites or something, you know. Well, you know when you're a baby Christian. And he said, well, she just got filled with the Holy Ghost and fell under the power. People were coming around, getting tied around. And all of a sudden, I said this. See, I've been 5 years in the toilet ministry now. God found me faithful. That's right, I was in the toilet ministry, cleaning toilets in the church and vacuuming. I hope it don't take you 5 years. But it might. It might take you 20 till you learn. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Learn fast. Yeah. However, what it takes. Yeah. And I said, Lord, I hope you never do that to me in front of all these. Bam. I went out under. I laid right alongside that woman. Another woman fell. And a big woman fell right on top of me. People were falling. Listen. People were falling out all over the place. I didn't know what happened. I just prayed, I hope you don't do that to me. And that's an unbelieving prayer. And he still honored it. Usually if I do it to me, do it to me. I just said, I hope you don't do that to me in front of all these. Bam! And you know, to make a long story short, after I got up, after those people fell on me, heaps of people. I mean, the anointing fell off. People were falling out all over the place. It was just a move of God. And when I got up, it was just like hot oil coming out of this right hand. See, that was that anointing. That impartation. And then in 1978, Brother Hagin put his arms around me. And there was another gift imparted to me. When I speak to tumors, they disappear. We get a lot of people, tumors disappear instantly. Sometimes it takes some time. We gave you the testimony of the woman last night where that tumor just popped right out of her breast and laid on the outside of her breast. I'm getting like you, bud. Holy Ghost. Are you listening to me? And see, that was an impartation. God anoints people with, distributes different types of anointings. Never criticize because somebody operates different than you do. I always remember when I go into churches, not to judge the churches. Different administration, different strokes for different folks. Of course, I've been in some dead ones, though. And that's a different stroke altogether. They're just flat dead. You have to resurrect flies in the place. You know what's amazing about flies? They're addicted to dead meat. And more than that. We won't talk about that. Come out of him. And go back to your original owner. I'm just kidding. You know, God's got a sense of humor. Some of you look like you ought to have fun. Some of you don't have fun. Are you listening to me? Some of you look like you've been sucking on a pickle for 30 years. You know, everybody, are you a Christian? Yeah. You saved? Yeah. Why don't you read the back of the book? We already won. Get happy about it. Hallelujah! You're not going to win. You already won. Just fight the good fight of faith. Just fight the good fight of faith. I think you ought to lead us in laughter. Come on up here. You're going to lead us in laughter. Just like a song leader would lead us in sing. I want you to... snatchers you put outside. Some devils are going to get fried by this. When you lay it on those snatchers, they're going to get fried by the anointing and the fire. By the fire of the living God. Hallelujah. Woo! Huh? No pest rip here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, did you get anything out of that preaching? That's the gospel. And it ain't deep. Anybody can get it. I said anybody can get it. That's the way it is. Jesus kept it simple. Some of you going back, Pastor, that meeting over there, there was somebody up there leading us in laughter. Come on, laugh at the devil. I said, laugh at the devil. Laugh at the devil. Psalms 126, listen, don't turn there. And when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said, they are among the heathen. The Lord had done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for you and me. The Lord had done great things for us. Whereon we are glad. Some of you came in here sad. And maybe you have a reason. Maybe you, those flies have given you a bad blow. Listen to me. It ain't funny when somebody is dying of AIDS. It ain't funny when depression is so bad on them. I know what that's like. Or you'd just rather just kill yourself. Not like when you can't, you say, look at those dirty drug addicts down there. They're not dirty. God loves them. They got a fly in their vein that drives them to do that. They don't really deep down want to do that. Man, You ought to be glad. You ought to be glad about the anointing of God. I said you ought to be glad. Are you glad? Act like it. We're going to have a healing line, and we're all going to stay with a switch of faith turned on. There's a lot of people here. I don't know what 900,000, huh? 10,000. Well, I'm going to have to get these other preachers to help me. If it's 10,000, but we're going to do it like God said it. We're going to do it like God said. I want to pray for every one of you. Now. To do it right, I know they're going to receive an offering, a love offering for me and everything. But to do it right, this is the way they're structured. We're going to receive the offering as we have the prayer line. See, everything will be decent order, and that way it won't break it. You understand what I'm talking about? So get your checks ready. Get your money ready for the love offering. And what we're going to do is see when we're going to come over, and as you're in the line, we're going to put the buckets over there and receive the offering the same time. Did you get, but you couldn't put a price tag on what was preached tonight. Get an envelope in the back. Make out your checks to His church. You know how to spell 1,000, 5,000? I need every bit of it. God don't need it, I do. We're moving. My building closed today. All the papers are signed. Glory to God, so we're moving. And we're moving. But it takes money to move. Can you say amen? But I want that anointing. See, with that anointing with your offering, that anointing, I want it to be on your offering too. And I want it to be a sweet smelling unto the Lord. Are you listening to me? And as we come up, we're going to lay hands. I don't care what it is. I was going to get over with the woman with the issue of blood. And she said, if I may touch the hem. Another translation, original Greek, said, if I may touch His mantle. See, over there in that day, they knew about the prophet's mantle. She actually was going to do is make a demand on that mantle that was on Jesus because He was a prophet. Are you listening to me? I said, are you listening to me? She said, and you remember what He said, daughter, thy faith. Remember, He felt that anointing, that power, that electricity, that fire that went out of Him. He said, somebody touched me. Well, everybody was touching Him, but there was somebody that touched Him with the switch of faith turned on and made a demand on that mantle, that anointing that comes upon. Like it did with Jesus. Remember, He said, the anointing came upon me. It covered Him. The anointing means it covers. It covered Him. For what? For the job for Him to do. What God distributed to him, the anointing, to do the job that God called him to do. And she made a demand. It's a faith that made a demand. It ain't. She didn't say, oh, you know, and Jesus turned around and said, daughter, me being a great prophet is what healed you. That ain't what He said. He said, daughter, your faith made a demand on that anointing. You are healed. And when hands are laid on you, that of my right hand, this is what you call the ministry of laying on a hand with a special anointing. This ain't the only way to receive healing. You heard last night the testimony of a woman with had that tumor that popped out. She got it on her. She got it by faith then. Well, you got to get it by faith this time too. But that anointing can go in you and work a cure in your body. And drive out that disease, sickness, whatever it is. Some of you need help. You need, an extra shock to get rid of some flies out of your life. And you know what I'm talking about. Because the anointing destroys that yoke. Some of you have been yoked with depression. You've been yoked. And you need help. Praise God for special ministries that God sets in the church. Now, they're not God's. There are people that God anoints. But He approved of their lives. I want that. I want that God's approval. I want that approval of God's anointing on my life. Don't you? So we got to keep that house clean. Boy, that was a good... I didn't think that up today. That just came... When I was standing here preaching, most of my sermons come from instant revelation as I'm preaching. Usually that's in a prophet's ministry. That's how it happens. A teacher, point one, point two, point three. Uh-huh. But a prophet, you never know what they're going to do. Only God does. Because it's by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Are you listening to me? By the unction of the Holy Spirit. Now what we're going to do, because we don't want nobody to get hurt. I don't want nobody to fall on this floor and get hurt. The devil would like to do that and, you know, sue men of God and everything else. So we're going to have two men on each side of you. And one in the back of you. If you go down, you got big rings and you flop like a chicken, you won't hit somebody. and hit hard on it, because in our center, my center that ain't mine no more. It was never mine. It belonged to God, and another ministry's got it now. But we put thick carpet. You remember it was indented in the ground. For the simple fact, God told me to do that, because in these days that we're coming into, the anointing's going to be so strong that people are going to hit the floor. Everybody's got their opinion about it. I don't care. People say, well, how does that work? I don't know. I just know it works when you make the right connection.
That's right.
What makes God work? Do you know, Smarty? No, you just believe in Him. That He is. That He is. And He is the healer. Pat, did you make out $1,000 check? Nancy needs it. Amen. I know that you've been so generous to us here in this church. Stephen's been so generous. He has put shoes on my feet, and he has just blessed me. And may the prophet's anointing and the prophet's reward come on you. Come on every one of you that put into this offering. Every one of you that have given. And that's helping the prophet. You remember the woman, he came, he says, you built me a condominium on the side of your house for me to come and rest. You remember the story? Didn't say condominium, but it was. She was a very wealthy woman for a place for him to come and rest. He said, now what can I do you? I can bless you with the anointing that is upon me. This mantle can bless you. You bless me, and I want to give you a return. In other words, I want to give you a portion of the anointing that's on me. How can I bless you? She says, well, I'm rich already. I'm already with all the politicians. I'm just fine. And then he found out that she always wanted a child. And she said her husband couldn't, he was old. And I just believe that his sperm couldn't produce to have a child. He was older age. I believe that. I'm praying. But God, the prophet of God said, this time next season you will have a child. And she had a child. That old man produced, man. I'll tell you that right now. Just like Abraham did. Are you listening to me? There was a difference in their age. I believe that by revelation. I can't prove it. You can't disprove it. Right? And she had that child. See, that was part of the prophet's reward. Then, 16 years later, he dropped dead of a sunstroke. She came back and says, don't you lie to me. You said that I got a prophet's return. And you know, she got her child raised up. That prophet's reward system was still working 16 years later. When you give, you ought to support the prophets of the land. Support their voice. Support their voice. For they can say what God tells them to say. Glory to God. Glory. Are you the lady that helps serve? Come out here. God wants to say something to you. Because you've made... Now, wait a minute. I know something in the natural, and I got to be careful now. I do know something that... But no? Okay, Lord. Praise the Lord. Because you made a decision that you're going to serve God no matter what, God will bless you to overflowing. And God will give you the strength to go through it. God will give you the strength to do it. But look at the man of God. The blessings are going to be way over the hurt. The blessings are going to be far above. So be it.